Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The Iowa Department of Public Health reported another day of no new deaths due to complications of COVID-19. There were more than 500 new cases and an increase of new patients statewide, with 18 hospitalizations in Sioux City. That is the same level as yesterday locally. More than 120,000 Nebraskans were vaccinated for the coronavirus last week. That was up from roughly 106,000 from the week before. The state has now opened up vaccine eligibility to anyone age 16 and older. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources was called to the scene of a manure spill yesterday in Plymouth County. Officials say liquid manure from a cattle operation near Remsen turned the water in the nearby creek brown and killed many fish. According to a news release, the owner of the farm filled a tanker with manure on Saturday night, but a valve appeared to fail. Manure flowed into a ditch and then into the tributary of Whiskey Creek. The Woodbury County Board of Supervisors planned to interview three people for the post of county treasurer. Treasurer Michael Clayton, a Republican, retired in the middle of his term on Friday. The three applicants include Tina Bertrand, a local business person, Mike Headed, who ran for the office in 2018, and Colby DeWitt. DeWitt works for U.S. Senator Joni Ernst. He is the nephew of the current supervisor chairperson, Rocky DeWitt. And a local art collective received a boost from the city of Sioux City. The city council approved a development and assessment agreement for the Art Sioux Gallery. It's located in the Carlton's building on 4th Street. The building is being renovated for an art gallery, studio space, and classrooms. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.